Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And today we saw Melbourne Theatre Company's production of A Golden Shield.
Yeah, part of our Melbourne Roadshow.
Yeah, our two-show Melbourne Roadshow.
A short roadshow.
Yes, a short one.
Now this production is half in Mandarin, half in English, and it is about a translator in a lawsuit over Chinese government interference.
Corruption and
clamping down on its citizens. But that's kind of almost the sideshow for the real story, which is about how people communicate and how that works across cultures as well as across individuals and families.
It's fascinating. This translator character that had a kind of existed both in and out of the text. So kind of a Deadpool metatextual breaking the fourth weird.
Did you just use a whole pile of theatre wank terms in a row?
Yeah, I did.
Very good.
But they were all terms I used before you paid for my theatre education, so you can't use that joke again.
I didn't. You made my own joke against me. Go on.
It's a very... I'm trying not to say fascinating, because I do overuse that word.
Yes, you do.
Interesting show about relationships in its many forms, and while it's specifically about two Asian American siblings, it could easily be about two white siblings or two siblings, even though culturally specifically in this case.
Yeah, it makes really interesting observations about language, about metaphor, about
colloquialisms in a way.
And some sayings that don't really translate. And how, as a translator, it really isn't and can never be about just taking words in one language and finding an equivalent in another language, because we attach so much more than literal meaning to words and phrases. And in part, that's where communications can go dreadfully wrong.
And it's fascinating seeing this on stage, where it's, for the most part, all about text and how we...
And words.
And to do a show about words.
Yeah, and they've have what looks like a fairly blank canvas, almost a sloping black box of a stage, which is used to extremely powerful effect as
projections.
Projection scenes showing the up close and those nuances, which can
be lost. And
some
film medium.
Yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful looking production. I felt it was about... There was 5 minutes from the end-ish that I thought overstayed. There was a point where I'm like, yeah, you've nailed that. Go home now.
And it went on for another 5 minutes?
It went on for another 5 minutes.
It was told non-chronologically.
Yeah.
Which,
yes.
At times, I thought, can we just start from the beginning and end at the end?
I'll stop. That's my saying.
But... For the most part, I did quite enjoy it once I kind of found its rhythm, but it took me a while to its rhythm.
The fact is that it's also trying to make the point that the present is influenced by the past, and how you're communicating now is influenced by what has gone before. So I didn't mind that. And I thought, in terms of things like diversity and storytelling that's powerful and now, when we're talking about Chinese government influences in the news just about every single day, probably many times a day. It really is a very, very contemporary piece of modern Australian theatre.
Yeah, it is. It's a Sorry.
That's about 80 times today. Well done. I am buying you that thesaurus. I really am.
I thoroughly enjoyed this piece of work.
As did I. I can highly recommend it. If you happen to be in Melbourne, and double it up with Come From Away, brilliant.
Yeah, rating?
High distinction.
I think I'm a very...
Top of the
distinction range, yeah. Not quite a high distinction.
Yeah, I was somewhere in there. I agree. All right, that's it for Melbourne. Catch you in Brisbane.
Yep. Bye-bye.